This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com. This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. This show is dedicated to providing today's modern women with useful information they need to make empowered, conscious choices. This is the final week of talking to all male experts about what we must know about dating, relationships, and sex. And today we're going to talk to a man who's like your big brother. He's the guy that you want to ask all your male questions to. And he's my good friend, Garrison Cohen. Garrison, welcome to Just for Women.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad Garrison's on the show because literally our friendship has been a lot of me calling Garrison up and saying, okay, this happened. What is this? What does this mean? Why is he saying this? Why is he doing this? And vice versa, yeah?
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of crosstalk. It's been fun.
So I so appreciate that you're here today and that you're going to give us this information, this skinny. Because I was thinking if women don't have a big brother or don't have a man in their life that they can ask these questions to, who would they go to? So here you are. So thanks for being that for us. And today I want to talk about dating. You know, in particular, I guess I should tell people who you are before we launch into what we're going to do so there's more depth than you're just my friend, which thank you all for trusting me. Let me tell you about Garrison. He has a BA from the Rochester Institute of Technology. Sounds cold. He's an award-winning filmmaker with over 24 national and international honors. He's a published poet and co-founder of the Authentic Man Program Media. So, Garrison, I know my audience is really interested in what is going on in the minds of men. So thanks so much for being here.
Great. Thanks for having me. Well, first of all, how did I even get into what it is that I do now? You know, I started off as a filmmaker, and my intention was always to tell stories that would have people leave a theater or finish watching a DVD and say to themselves in some way, wow, I never thought about it like that before. And so that was my intention in telling stories through film for a long time. And then there was just this natural progression that happened for me where I started to realize how much more fulfilling it could be to tell the story of the way it really is, or at least my perspective on what I've learned through my life. Because I've found just myself being naturally drawn to what does it mean to live authentically, and what does it mean to have totally, completely authentic relationships, and to be able to share that with people in ways that have them start to get, oh, wow, I had no idea that that was actually possible in my relationship with this woman, in my relationship with myself, in my relationship with my family or the people around me or the world or my entire life. And so it's been a really rewarding path of discovering and being able to share, here's how we can live in a way that is so much more rich and fulfilling and exciting. And I'm glad to share with you a little bit about it.
Awesome. So it sounds like authenticity is one of the keys. So how would you apply that to the dating scene? I know we've heard that before, that it's really important to be truthful, not only when you're on a date, but before the date. What do you really want? Is this person really interesting to you? Or are you working out of some sort of neediness or something like that? So you get any deeper cuts there on being authentic in dating?
Yeah, one of the many focuses of my company is in teaching men what we call speaking the moment. And this certainly applies to anyone We just happen to work specifically with men, but this is true for women as well. And in speaking the moment, what that is really based around is becoming present to what it is that you're really experiencing right there. And instead of talking about the weather or a movie that you saw or a book you read or something going on in the news, really speaking what it is that you're noticing right there in the moment. And for me, this actually happened probably about 3 hours ago. I was at lunch with a friend of mine, and we're sitting there, and she's got a boyfriend, I've got a girlfriend, and her and I are friends, and we hadn't really hung out much before, but I just noticed in the moment that there was like just this real spark of attraction between the two of us. And I found myself just saying, I'm kind of enjoying this little spark of attraction that I feel with you. And it was really nice because she was like, yeah, I feel that with you too. It just feels good. It just feels good to be with you. And to be able to acknowledge that in a way where there's no agenda, there's nothing to get, there's nothing anyone's trying to make happen, and especially honoring the relationships of the other people, it's simply speaking what's there and in the moment. And our connection and our relationship as friends just sort of settled down into a new level.
Yeah, it's interesting because more often than not, people, you know, we've heard this term, the elephant head on the middle of the table, like the thing that no one wants to talk about. But you're actually talking about something quite different, which is almost like the positive side of that. Like, wow, the connection that's happening, and to acknowledge that too, instead of getting all, you know, red faced or shy and embarrassed. So you're really encouraging us to do this, speak the moment.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, what you just said, Elise, about the elephant head on the table, that always is the most interesting thing to talk about.
Right, it would make sense. Yeah. Like, who cares about your dress? Why is that elephant head on the table?
Totally. And it's, I think most people have a perception that they're going to be wrong or bad or, you know, create an awkward situation. And it will be that way if you relate to it as a bad or an awkward thing. But in truth, it's really celebrating, hey, we're human. We're having a human experience here. Let's enjoy being human together and everything that comes with that.
Yeah, I really like that too, because I was just thinking, in the suppression of it, then, you know, there's like no shame in what you said, that we're human beings, we're going to have attractions to other people, but we don't necessarily have to do anything about them. It doesn't have to threaten us or threaten our relationship. It's like a really healthy approach to having attraction.
Absolutely. I know for women, there's an extra element of when they acknowledge something that they're feeling, there can be, you know, a guy assuming that she's attracted to him. And, you know, there's boundaries as well, you know, where a woman has to manage her boundaries.
I think this is really good. So how would a woman be forthright, as you're encouraging us to be, without maybe leading a man on? I guess it would really come from where we're coming from.
Yeah. I mean, one of the most important things then is for women to be able to acknowledge everything that they're experiencing and know their boundaries.
Okay, that's a key piece.
That's a huge piece. Because I think in this world, women, the more clear a woman can have her boundaries, the more freedom she can have to interact with the world. It's kind of like saying to the world, I trust you because I trust myself twice as much.
Exactly. And that, I think, is a big deal for women to work on. It's definitely something we talk a lot about on the show, is communication and boundaries and knowing yourself and knowing where your lines are, because it's a huge issue. And so you're saying that's a big empowering piece, that you actually have more freedom to be out there in the world when you know where your boundaries are. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, because that is the sort of piece where we can talk all day about why it's important to have boundaries, but you're literally giving it back to us. So say a little bit more about what it does for a man when he can feel a woman's strong boundaries.
For me, it's nothing but respect. When a woman, there's a balance. There's boundaries with appreciation. So for example, when a woman says, hey, here's the line, and you rock, and this is the line, and you rock, then it's like, okay, I got it. I respect where you're coming from, and I feel that you appreciate me. And because I feel appreciated as a man, I am more than willing to just honor your boundaries, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the experience for most men. I'm a little bit more aware of it because it has more to do with, you know, my whole business and what I do. Yeah. But for most men, without even knowing what the experience of that is, they just have this sudden, okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. So what would a boundary without appreciation feel like?
Crap. Like a boundary without appreciation.
What does it sound like and what does it feel like?
Well, for a boundary without appreciation from a woman would probably be like, don't do that. You know, talk about killing the moment, you know? But a boundary with appreciation would be something like, that's about as far as I'm comfortable with, and I'm really enjoying you.
Wow, makes sense. I really appreciate this distinction because I think that's something I grapple with sometimes. So if I grapple with it, I'm sure a lot of women grapple with it, is that, but the way that you're saying it is very different because it's a boundary. It's not just a communication. It's literally, this is where I'm comfortable and anything beyond that is not. And thank you for having this conversation with me. I mean, it's the art of relating, it sounds like.
Yeah, men don't relate well to feeling reprimanded. And I think a lot of times when women express their boundary, they're afraid that it's going to close the man down because they're putting out sort of something that's negative. And it doesn't have to be like that. Mm-hmm. It can say, I respect myself, mm-hmm. and I want you to respect that as well, and I appreciate you. And that's huge for a man.
What happens to a man when there is that harsh tone or some energy coming at him? Like, clearly the woman has a desire. She has a desire to have a boundary. She has these desires. And so what happens when it comes off a little bit harsh?
It's just a man feels closed down. And his turn on often really goes away. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this would be good for dating. I mean, I think in dating, we're mostly on our best behavior. So this piece would probably come in, you know, maybe after the honeymoon when we want something from our lover and we're finding difficulty in expressing it. I don't know. I think it happens in everyday life. You're in the store and, you know, you can hear that sort of tone. I hear mothers reprimanding their kids like that on the train, you know, and my body closes down. So I can only imagine. And that just shows, it speaks to the power that women have to wield in just their voice.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I often think to myself, if I were to come back in my next life as a woman, it's like I look at how much power women have in the world and they don't even realize it. And so I think to myself, my God, if I ever come back as a woman and I know how much power I have, that's going to be a fun life.
Yeah, maybe there's a way we can actually take with us everything that we're learning now into the next life.
And I want to say one more thing about that. Sometimes I look out there at the world and I do see women who realize how much power they have. Some women create a real train wreck, just a line of wreckage in their path because they realize how much power they have. Other women use that power that they have and just create beauty. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of woman that I'm definitely drawn to.
Yeah, but do you think women who are creating a train wreck know that they're creating train wrecks?
No.
Right.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I have this show, is to really bring consciousness to the areas where we have never been taught, molded, shaped, formed, informed on how to be this sort of empowered woman in the world. It's been going on, but there's a new flavor to it now. The world is changing rapidly, and women are more and more in their power. And I feel like we're at the crest of this wave and we're just going to really ride it for a long time in ushering this new ability that women have to understand how to harness this power we have. And you're speaking right to it.
Yeah. I, personally, I think it's exciting
Seeing
women coming into their power.
Yahoo! Yeah. All right. We have to take a break. So, Listeners, we've got some fantastic discounts for you, and so I'd love for you to listen to the ads coming up. They're created by my sponsors from my show, and they help me bring great experts to you, like my friend Garrison Cohen. So if you can support them, I'd really appreciate it. This is Elisa Kreitman, and I'm with Garrison Cohen, and we'll be right back to talk more about what is on the minds of men.
Hi, this is Renee Stevens, host of Inside Out Weight Loss. If you want to be a thin person, you have to learn how to think like one. Learn how on my weekly show that aligns mind, body, and spirit for lasting change. That's Inside Out Weight Loss, how to think like a thin person on personallifemedia.com.
I'm Elisa Kreitman. We're speaking today with Garrison Cohen, co-founder of Authentic Man Program Media. And we've been having a really awesome conversation about the importance of women knowing their boundaries, how to communicate boundaries with appreciation. I really like that whole piece, so thank you for that. I want to talk more a little bit about how you say women are like tuning forks. What do you mean by that?
Sure. You know, this is something that so few guys realize, and it's so critical for really healthy relationships, whether you've been married for years, whether you're just meeting a woman, whether you're dating. Women are, just by nature, incredibly sensitive and very highly attuned. And for example, a woman could be out at a bar or a party or an event or just at a cafe, and she could look across the room and see, okay, that guy over there, he just doesn't feel quite right to me. But that guy over there, that guy feels good. Now, what's really the difference between the two guys? To a man, you know, sitting next to her, most men would be like, how can you tell? What are you talking about? And a woman might say, I don't know. It's just a feeling that I have. What's really going on there is some very sophisticated things in terms of just human design. And one of the things about women is that, so say a man is in the room and he's feeling a lot of tension in his chest. What'll happen a lot of times is that a woman will actually start to feel a tension in her chest. So if you imagine two tuning forks, you've got one tuning fork that's vibrating and one tuning fork that's still. The tuning fork that's still will start to pick up on the vibration of the tuning fork that's vibrating, and it will start to take on that vibration. So for women, it's an experience of, why do I feel this way in this man's presence? If a man is anxious or nervous or doubtful or feeling just anxiety, then the woman will actually start to feel that in her body. Now, on the other side of it, if a man is feeling grounded and solid and balanced and calm and present and just enjoying himself, a woman will start to feel that as well. Now, there's a whole spectrum of the degree to which women are that sensitive. But overall, all women have this ability. And when men can start to understand and start to experience what that is through a woman's eyes, they can really learn a lot about themselves and start to see those places in them where they really close down.
All right. So I could see in a scenario, a man walking in, feeling tension, the woman starts to feel it. And it kind of gets back to what you said before about speaking the moment, that she could check in with him and talk about that. And then I guess another question I have is, why are we so much more highly attuned? I mean, it makes sense that women would be more attuned, but how can we utilize that in our life and in our relationships?
Sure. First of all, when you look at it from a biological perspective, just as far as human history, you know, men being the more physically strong of the species, you know, that's their protection in the world. Women being less physically strong than men, they have their own protection, which is that they can sense the desires and intentions of men and just have what women refer to as just, you know, their radar or their antennas out and know this just doesn't feel right.
That makes sense. Thanks for saying that. Whereas the man has the strong muscles and the brute force, the women have the sensitivity to sense what's going on. So we don't necessarily need that brute force. We'll get out of the way before anything comes near.
Yeah, I mean, think of it like a deer in a field. You know, you can see a deer in a field, and before you're even seven steps towards that deer,
right,
you know, it's going to cock its head and adjust its little ear things and just be gone. And it's not, you know, in my sense, it's not all that much unlike that.
Right. Bambi, get out of the way. Godzilla's coming. All right, I want to ask you a question. So, oftentimes I get questions about, hey, I'm not attracting the right guy. I don't know. What is it? What do you have to say to women who have that problem or complaint that they're not attracting the kind of guy that they want?
That's a great question. And here's what I'd say. And for you who's listening right now, whether you're male or female, try this out for yourself. Take a look at, if you were to look on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, what do you notice in terms of the level of person that you're attracting into your life? Are you attracting a 4, a 7, a 9, a 2? Like, what is it that you generally see? It's around this level. And then, so do you have that number? You got that number? Okay. So now take that number, hold on to that for a sec, and now ask yourself this question. What number would you give yourself? And see how closely those two are related. Because what happens oftentimes is that if someone sees themselves as a 7, they'll often find themselves dating people who are 6s or 7s or 8s. It's usually right around that area. If you see yourself as a 2, you may attract 2s or 3s. So I find so often that how we relate to ourselves is mirrored out in the world. And now when it comes to women, one of the things that I recognize over and over again is that regardless of how a woman looks, when she is really connected to herself and her femininity and her radiance and her sexuality, and she's just really connected to who she is, I find myself attracted to her. Because for me, and I think this is really true for most men, while most men will start by being visually attracted to a woman, it's really the way a woman's essence comes through her that makes her really attractive. You know, I can think of women I know who aren't the most physically attractive women in the world, but the way their essence comes through them makes them beautiful.
What do you mean by essence?
What I mean by essence is their femininity, their sensuality, their clarity about who they are and what they want, the way that they choose to have fun in the world and interact with people, their sense of joy. When those things really come through, it makes a woman really attractive to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like the flip side too, you know, the supermodels who act like bitches and don't really give the time of day to people. It's like, wow, they're great to look at, but do you really want to snuggle up and open your heart to that kind of behavior, which, you know, can be a little frustrating. I have a question about what you were saying before about the rating, you know, how do you rate yourself and how do you rate who you're attracting? What if you think you're a 10 who's attracting a 5?
That's a good question. Well, my question would be then, do you think you're a 10 or do you feel that you're a 10? Because there's a difference. It's like, if I think I'm a 10, then I may act like a 10. See, it's like, okay, I could think I'm a 10, but the real question is, do I feel like a 10?
And so, yeah, it's that whole mind-body connection. Like, are you actually exhibiting the behaviors of a 10, or do you think you're a 10 acting? I don't know. It's a good inquiry. It's a distinction.
Yeah, it is. And it's a good question to ask is, what does a 10 feel like? Mm-hmm. And really, really think about that. Because some people would probably say, well, a 10 feels like someone who's really self-consumed and, you know, wants all kinds of material things. Or does a 10 mean someone who feels really comfortable with themselves, who feels really comfortable and free and connected with other people? Is a 10 someone who feels just absolutely relaxed and joyful, and even though they may have their problems and issues and breakdowns at times, do they move through those? Do they, you know, see themselves and forgive themselves for just being human? You know, when I think of a 10, that's what I think of. And I think of a real 10 as someone who's really beautiful from the inside out.
It's so funny too, because you're pointing to that it's so subjective. You know, like, who knows? Like, your 10 might be totally different from my 10. And, you know, and then that that there are people who think they're 10s, but do they feel, and even that's like this arbitrary number, but it brings up a good point about what you think about things and how you feel about things.
Here's what I would say about that. Think about what a 10 is for you. So if you're a male, think of what a female 10 is for you. If you're a female, think of what a male 10 is for you. And look at that person and look at their life. And now the question is, where do you feel you're at? And what does it mean for you to feel that they are your perfect reciprocal and counterpart? Because that may really mean raising the bar in your own life. If you want to be in a relationship with someone who's a 10, then that means you need to raise the bar for yourself in your own life to feeling like a 10. Because that's how like attracts like.
Otherwise, you'd be sort of needy and looking for the relationship to fill a void.
Yeah, which never really works, because you're coming from scarcity, and scarcity only attracts more scarcity.
Is it attractive to a man if a woman is honest that she's raising the bar? Like, maybe she wants to have a particular expression in her sexuality or a particular level of financial abundance, but she's not there yet. She's like on the way. Is that attractive to men, or do they not want to know that?
I'm trying to make, can you say your question again, maybe a little clearer? Because here's what I got from it. Okay. Well, then I'll answer it with what I got. No, I don't think it's attractive. I come from the school of don't tell me, show me.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. So I would say it's like, okay, if that's what you want, then show me that you really want it. And then maybe I'll meet you.
Nice. Touché. 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 We're going to take another quick break. I'm Elisa Kreitman talking with Garrison Cohen about, wow, sensing, protection, how men are so vastly different than women, and really looking at these deeper cuts on what we think and how we feel and how that's all getting expressed in the world and what impact that has on our ability to do well with the opposite sex. So when we come back, we're going to talk about sex. So we're going to take a short break to support our sponsors. Again, these are my sponsors kicking down some great deals for you. So if you can support them, I'd really appreciate it. They do support me. And listeners, feel free to send me an email at Alisa, A-L-I-S-S-A, at personallifemedia.com. Or you can leave me a phone message at 206-350-5333. Love your feedback, any questions or comments you have about the show. This is Elisa Kreitman. I'm with Garrison Cohen, and we'll be right back to talk more about what is in the minds of men.
to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People, a weekly online audio program featuring champions of sustainable living at personallifemedia.com.
We're back. I'm Elisa Kreitman. We're talking with Garrison Cohen about women and their essence and the differences between men and women, and really tapping into how you're feeling. And I think the gold of the last piece was to show me the money, right? Stop talking about who you are and what you want. Demonstrate it. I really like that. Okay, so you ready, Garrison? We're going to pick your mind about our favorite subject. I don't know why I always leave sex for last. I feel as though we have to, like, warm people up. What do you think about that? Maybe it's just a woman thing. Like, I need to be warmed up before we start talking about sex.
Yeah, I guess this has been the foreplay so far.
I have a question about how would a woman go about communicating a desire that she has in a way that's inviting to men, in your perspective?
Here's one of the big things about men that I think most women don't really realize. And for most men, when they're at the end of their life, on their deathbed, taking one of their final breaths, one of the last thoughts that is going to be on a man's mind is simply, did I do a good job? And that's what men want. Men want to do a good job, and especially when it comes to pleasing women, a lot of men feel an anxiety around, am I doing a good job? And so for when it comes to a woman expressing what it is that she wants, it's really important to acknowledge the man and have him feel like he's doing a good job. So you can say, you know what I would love right now would be blank. And then when they do that, even if they're not doing it quite right, just acknowledge them like, oh, thank you, that feels so good. But continuing to acknowledge them and continuing to guide them along in terms of them feeling like what they're doing is bringing you pleasure. Because what it comes down to for men is wanting to know, am I doing a good job? Are you happy? Are you feeling pleasure? And the more pleasure that you feel and you experience, and you don't even have to necessarily acknowledge the man per se, you can just express it in your pleasure. And that will have a man feel that he's doing a good job and want to give to you even more.
How do women handle if he's not doing a good job?
If he's not doing a good job, then one of the things a woman could say would be, would you be open to me sharing with you some things that I like? First of all, just asking permission. Would you be open? Are you open to me sharing with you what would feel really good to me?
Versus just going ahead and offering it.
Yeah, versus just going ahead and offering it, or even saying, no, not like that, like this. Or, that feels terrible. I mean, things like that just really, it kills the mood, but it also kills the trust. Because, you know, if you want a man to take care of you, then it's important to take care of the man as well. And a lot of women, you know, see guys as, you know, kind of big dumb oxes that don't quite get it. But men are sensitive in ways that I don't think women realize.
Say more about that.
So let's look at it this way. For women, imagine that women right under their skin have just thousands of thin, teeny hair-sized wires that just run all through them underneath their skin. And these wires are kind of like the way their emotions run. They're much closer to the surface. They're much more sensitive. You just touch on one of the wires and it triggers an emotional feeling that they respond to. So women are just much more highly emotional creatures. Now, when it comes to men, imagine all these thousands of tiny hair-sized wires all bundled together into one thick cord. And that thick cord just runs down the center of who a man is. Now, it's all the same emotions, except they're all bundled together and they're much deeper, sort of much deeper buried inside of him. So a woman, you know, you just touch on the skin and she has access to her emotions. But for a man, it's a much deeper cord of emotions that are there. So women often have the experience of men and think, wow, well, he's not very emotional. He's not very connected with his emotions. And it's part of our design as men. Our emotions run much deeper and we don't access them as much. But when we do, it's a torrent. It's a raging river of emotions. Now, a lot of women don't realize that men are deeply emotional. But getting to that thick cord of emotions, what that takes is for a woman to continually open the space for that man to feel safe to go through the layers to access those emotions. Now, anytime a woman is making a man wrong or blaming or telling him he's bad or he's not doing it right, you're just creating more layers between him and those emotions. So go in the exact opposite direction, creating a safe space for that man to feel like you're literally holding your heart in his hands and he can trust you. The more he's going to open up layers, layers, layers until that cord of emotions is actually exposed. And that's part of the access to having a man and his emotional self come forward.
Man, that is amazing. I have never heard anybody explain it that way, and I'm kind of visual, so I really liked visualizing what it would be like for a man to have all his emotions kind of bundled inside and what that shame and blame does to cover that up into how to actually get access to a man's heart and the emotions that we want to connect with. That was beautiful. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And, you know, thanks for saying that. You know, I grew up in Boston, you know, out at recess in elementary school where, you know, all the kids, you know, some kid starts to even cry and the other kids are, "What are you, some kind of freaking wuss, huh?" You know, and it's like, oh, damn, okay. You know, a guy learns pretty quickly, okay, you don't go there. Emotions are something to be ashamed of, and you're going to be alienated or excommunicated or just totally set apart from the other boys if you go there. And so a lot of guys have really learned to take that cord of emotions and put layers over layers of protection around it, because guys don't want that cord of emotion being exposed because it is raw and it is powerful and it is deep. And for a woman who wants a man to have access to that, it is taking the time to have that man feel really safe and really taken care of. And anytime that you're going to come from that place of blame or pointing the finger or making him feel bad or wrong, you're just putting more layers between him and having access to that.
That is so wild, because normally we hear the man needs to create the safety for the woman to open up. But you're saying that men need that safety too, and it makes so much sense. And it makes sense because men do have emotions. They're just harder to get to, and you're really laying out for us why and how that came to be and what we can do to remedy that. I'm just amazed. Like, I get really excited when I hear things in a new way that I can actually digest and utilize in my own life immediately. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about.
Well, we're out of time. I don't know. There were all these questions I had about sex. But you know what I really appreciate about this interview is that I feel as though it really got to the heart of what really matters. And there's sexual techniques and, you know, we could talk about size and stamina and all that stuff. But you know what? What you just said about how to access a man's emotions and why that's important and that men really want and need that, that to me was like what's missing massively in relationship and how to navigate that with grace and love and elegance is such a big piece of gold.
Yeah, you know, one thing I would say to that, and to wrap up our conversation, there's a saying from some tribe in South Africa, I believe, and it's I believe it's Nehani Washti, and what that means is the God in me bows to the goddess in you. And I think in the same way, when a woman relates to herself as a goddess, it brings forth the God in a man. Just as when a man relates to himself as a god, it brings forth the goddess in the woman. And I think that's a really great place to relate to each other from.
I agree. Well, Garrison, thank you so much for being with us today and shedding such bright light on what we need to know about dating, relationships, and sex in such a real, genuine, from your own experience, from your own life way. So, Garrison, if my listeners want to learn more about what we've been talking about today, where would they go?
Great. Well, one of the things that I recently put together on my website is a one-hour video that goes really into depth about what it is that we teach men around how to create just extraordinary relationships with women. And pretty much everything that we've talked about during this interview is something that has its source in what we do. And what you'll see is it's a one-hour video where it shows us exactly what we're teaching men, and it's mixed in with interviews of women who are watching the video as well, so that you can see how women are relating to what it is that we're teaching men. As a matter of fact, you're in it.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. It's so funny because we filmed that like a year ago. Yeah. And
it felt like a year. It's been a few months.
That's right. Well, I need to get a copy of that so I can see.
I'll get you a copy. So it's great. First of all, it's great for women because when you watch this video, it's going to give you real insight into what you can share with men to help them come up to the next level. So women, you'll enjoy it because this is stuff that you can actually teach men. And if you've got men in your life, or there are men listening to this as well, definitely check it out. And like I said, if you've got men in your life, definitely forward this to them, because this will make an amazing difference in their, not just relationships with women and other people, but also their relationships with themselves, which comes back to relationships with women. Because any man who's got a great relationship with himself, it's going to make a big difference in his relationship with women as well. And you can check this out by going to our website. And the link is authenticmanprogram.com/justforwomen. And that'll take you to a page where it'll offer you as well a free ebook. And then it'll take you right to the video. And I think you'll really enjoy it. So please check it out. authenticmanprogram.com/justforwomen.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah, I really do hope, listeners, that you do check this out. The work that Authentic Man Program is doing is truly transformational, not only in the lives of men, but the women that they love and want to connect with. So check it out. Let the men in your life know that this is available, and send them off to authenticmanprogram.com/justforwomen. Well, that brings us to the end of our show. Listeners, I'm so glad that you are with us today to talk to our man in the know, Garrison. And so thank you for listening. For text and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, just visit our website, personallifemedia.com. And for a copy of my book, Elise's Four Cornerstones to Living Your Dreams, just go to my website, sacredspa.org, and click on the book cover icon. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman, always expanding your choices here on Just for Women. Join us next week for more juicy news you can use.
Find more great shows like this on Personal Life Media.